W. Ted Richards, your magic man in the Motor City. It's 10-11. Hey, a one-time-only sneaky preview of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And a splendid time is guaranteed for everybody. Tomorrow night at 9:30 p.m. at the Town Theater. See superstars Peter Frampton and the Bee Gees. Also Steve Martin, George Burns, Billy Preston, Aerosmith, and Earth, Wind, and Fire. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band from Universal Pictures. Produced by Robert Stigwood. Written by Henry Edwards. Directed by Michael Schultz. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Tomorrow night at 9:30 p.m. at the Town Theater. The Bear told you so.
Hello, sunshine.
How do you do?
Hello, Mountain Dew. With the lemony look of sunshine and the different taste that's right for you.
Hello, sunshine.
Sunshine. Here's the sensational Mad Band contest for a Mountain Dew. You can win one of six Mad Bands customized to satisfy your soul. Catch some rays on one of 25 trips for two to the Gong Show in L.A. Win radio sunglasses so you can hear in your ear. Mad money, mad hats, over 1 million prizes. You can win them in Mountain Dew's sensational Mad Band contest. Grab an entry form wherever you buy Mountain Dew.
Hello, sunshine.
CKLW. Hey, my music lines are open right now. Let's get together with a little boss rap at 298-6080 in Detroit or 966-4000 in Windsor. I told you so. CKLW from The Last Waltz. The band, everybody.
I get off of this mountain.
Oh, please. That's... See, this is a wonderful audience. Hey, that's not necessary. Come on. This is my job.
Thank you.
And the band, The Last Waltz with Ted Richards. And that is the wait. It's 20 minutes after 10 now. Time for CKLW 2020 News Roundup. And with the news, here's Bob Davis.
Ted, the Boblo Island roller coaster took passengers for the ride of their life this afternoon.
It looked like they got a big jolt when it fell off or whatever. It looked like they were thrown kind of forward. One guy didn't even get out of the out of the ride until an ambulance came, and when we left to call you, he still was sitting in the car. After they started walking out, people were crying and stuff.
That's Ron Killer. He was standing about 50 feet from the roller coaster.
People were like, you know, the ride's over, they're waving their hands, man. And it went up to go just underneath this covered area, and it jerked. The whole thing jerked, and all these, it looked like the second car was off the track. And it started bouncing back.
That's the jolt that caused 10 people to be taken to Windsor Western Hospital. 5 other patients were taken there for examination.
Well, one person jumped out. One person, as it started rolling backwards, one person jumped out of the area off the track right onto the ground, and he was laying there with a sprain. I think it was sprain or something, but he wasn't standing up afterwards. And the one car looked like it was off the track. I mean, it was crooked. About the second car or third car was crooked.
What Keeler described when he first called the Big 8 hotlines was a roller coaster derailment, but Boblo Island manager Dick Frank says that's not the way it happened.
No, there was no derailment of the roller coaster. The cars are all still on the track right now. They never left the track at any time. The train merely rammed into the brake, stopped very, very abruptly, and went backward.
Frank has no explanation for the brake system failure. His men started looking into the problem after the ride was closed down for the rest of today. A total of 10 people were taken to Windsor Western Hospital. All were Americans and all were treated and released. A Soviet court today sentenced dissident Alexander Ginsburg to 8 years in prison for anti-Soviet agitation. Ginsburg is expected to go to a labor camp. Another dissident sentenced today was handed a 15-year sentence, 5 of them at hard labor. And the other well-known dissident, Anatoly Sharansky, is expected to be sentenced tomorrow. Sharansky's cousin, Debbie Solomon, lives in Toronto. She told the Big 8 News team the trial is taking its toll on the family.
Well, we're feeling very... Let me think of the proper term. I mean, there are just so many words that can describe it. I'll take it from a personal point of view. I'm very upset about it all. I'm very, disappointed that he has come to trial in the first place because he really hasn't committed any crimes at all. He just wanted to leave the country and go to Israel.
The prosecutor in Sharansky's case has asked for a 15-year sentence. He could have called for the death penalty. Meanwhile, in Nova Scotia today, the U.S. ambassador says Canada and the United States are justified in complaining about human rights in the Soviet Union. Peter Cotter reports.
Thomas Enders, U.S. ambassador to Canada, says that given the circumstances surrounding the trials of Russian dissidents, both Canada and the United States are more than justified in voicing their concern for human rights in the Soviet Union and throughout the world. Enders says,
under the terms of the Helsinki Agreement and given our own basic view of the human rights issue, that we've done the right thing in putting forward those views.
A Transport Canada official says an old and practically bald tire may have been to blame for last month's DC-9 crash at Toronto International Airport. Two people were killed in that mishap and 105 injured. The official says the tire shredded during takeoff. No comment yet from Air Canada. Irishman Patrick McCarthy, deported from Vancouver yesterday, will be back on the West Coast Saturday. He was sent to Amsterdam yesterday afternoon, but has refused to take a flight to Ireland, and the Dutch have refused to accept him. So now McCarthy is being sent back to Vancouver, where he'll still face deportation. And now for those who don't like the idea of offering Ford Motor Company millions of dollars as an incentive to set up another plant in Ontario. The Hamilton local of the United Steelworkers of America is urging Prime Minister Trudeau and Ontario Premier Bill Davis not to give the cash incentives to Ford without conditions and guarantees. The danger is, as local president sees it, Ford could take the bonus, run the plant for a few years, then shut it down, leaving the government and workers holding the bag. It took 6 months, but Windsor police just don't give up. In January, a 20-year-old Dearborn man was relieved of a small amount of cash in Dieppe Park. Today, Windsor police arrested a 17-year-old and a juvenile for robbery. They were picked up on Church Street. Solar energy is getting more and more attention, and now the Ontario government plans to jump in with both feet, literally. Bill Marshall reports the government will be testing solar heat in a Richmond Hill public swimming pool.
The Ontario Ministry of Energy and the town of Richmond Hill have agreed to install and monitor solar energy equipment to heat the outdoor swimming pool at the Richvale Community Center. This will be the first public swimming pool in the province where solar technology will be used. There are numerous backyard swimming pools in Ontario which are using solar heat, but up until now, the technology has not been tested for public pools. The whole idea of the Richmond Hill project is to monitor how economically large public swimming pools can be heated by the sun. This ultimately will determine whether solar equipment is a wise investment for their particular use. It's also hoped that the findings may also be useful to owners of backyard swimming pools.
If you're keeping tabs on meat prices, you should notice a decline next week. Windsor supermarkets are expecting the shelf price of beef to go down as much as 20 cents a pound over the next little while. The lower prices are the result of lower payments to farmers. Federal Finance Minister Jean Chrétien is under heavy fire from opposition members for his comments on rising food prices. Chrétien borrowed a line from Marie Antoinette's speech, saying, "If the cabbage is too expensive, buy something else." The Tories call the remark unbelievably arrogant. They say Chrétien is forgetting the fact that some people have to eat cabbage. Locked out Canada Packers employees are not eligible for unemployment insurance benefits. That's the ruling which came down today from the Canada Employment and Immigration Commission. It's decided against the employees because they're out of work due to a labor dispute. And the act is very clear on the matter, it says. The talks between striking Hiram Walker's workers and the company continued today for the third day in a row. No word on how much progress is being made, though. This week's bargaining session is the first in more than a month. Canada's postal workers have voted 91% in favor of demanding a $1.11 an hour wage increase in their current contract negotiations. That word from a union source in Kitchener, the CUPW isn't releasing the results of its membership vote. An expected siege at interprovincial bridges near Ottawa didn't materialize today. Construction workers postponed their border blockade while they drum up support for legislation they want the Ontario government to enact. The workers had planned to use bulldozers and trucks to keep Quebec heavy equipment out of Ontario. They claim Quebecers are taking jobs away from Ontario workers. The deaf and hard of hearing in Canada are going to be in for a rough time if Canadians turn a deaf ear to their call for help. The Canadian Hearing Society is conducting a fundraising campaign to make up what has been cut back in government grants. If that drive isn't successful, the Society says services are going to have to be chopped. The target is $472,000. British Columbia's Attorney General is turning a blind eye to controversy over nude sunbathing on BC's beaches. Jake Banky has details.
The Attorney General is not prepared to offer a legal opinion on whether municipalities can rule what they consider to be bad news bears off their beaches. However, as Chief Law Officer of the province, Mr. Gardam does have a considered opinion on the place of nude bathing in our society.
Skinny dipping in the moderate sense is something that has been a bit of way of life in Canada ever since we became a country.
The AG also reveals he recently wrote all the other provincial attorneys general to find out if public nudity is a problem elsewhere in Canada. The response was generally no. And the Newfoundland AG says in his letter that's not because of modesty, it's just that Newfoundlanders are not prepared to run the risk of frostbite.
If it's news to you, it could be news to us. Phone the Big 8 hotlines with your news tips, 254-CKLW in Windsor, 961-NEWS in Detroit. CKLW News Time, 1028.
Thank you for being a friend.
You've known Andrew Gold as a lonely boy and a friend. And now you're going to know him for something new.
Be like a kid with a teenage crush on a school day.
Slip Away is the latest single from Andrew Gold's All This in Heaven 2. So why not pick up Andrew's new song and get All This in Heaven 2 on Asylum?
His new record available at all Corvettes. It was back to bats in the big leagues tonight. I'm Bob Davis with CKLW Sports. After their all-star game break, both the American and National Leagues went back into action today. The Tigers are in Seattle. That game is just about to get underway. Dave Rosma has been handed pitching duties. In other games in the American League, Chicago beat New York 6-1. Texas leads Boston after six innings, 8-2. After six as well, Baltimore leads Minnesota 8-1. And Milwaukee is way out in front of Kansas City, 8-0 after three innings. In the National League, San Diego beat Chicago this afternoon, 5-2. San Francisco blanked Pittsburgh, 4-0. After seven innings, Montreal leads Houston, 4-0. And New York leads Cincinnati, 3-1. That's after six. The defending world champion New York Yankees are floundering in the American League East, but Yankee owner George Steinbrenner isn't giving up the ship. Steinbrenner met today with the players for the first time this year and demanded that they all give 110% for the remainder of the season. Former Major League Baseball star Orlando Cepeda has admitted his guilt on marijuana charges laid against him in 1975. The 40-year-old Cepeda told a Miami newspaper he had the marijuana and he's not ashamed of it. Cepeda began a five-year sentence in a minimum security prison in the Florida Panhandle last month. Even if the Colorado Rockies are sold to a New Jersey businessman, they won't travel east for a couple of years. Here's sports director Tom Brent. Tom?
New Jersey businessman Arthur Imperatore says that if the deal to buy the Rockies does go through, he'll keep the NHL team in Denver for 2 years. Imperatore says that would give the Rockies a home base until the 21,000-seat Meadowlands Sports Arena in New Jersey is built. The NHL Board of Governors will vote on the matter later this month.
Yeah, security at the Commonwealth Games will not be as tight as it was in Montreal during the 1976 Summer Olympics. Rex Love, an officer with the Edmonton City Force assigned to the game security branch, says officials don't feel that it's necessary to have all the security that was shown in Montreal. And that's 2020 sports.
It's time for the big one. The War Eagle. Color me gone, Mr. Norm Supercharger Power Steel. The Chi-Town Hustler, Chain Lightning, Loretta Lynn Special, General Lee Edwards, Billy the Kid Step, Jim and Allison Lee, Clayton Harris, and Paul Longnecker.
The Winston IHRA Challenge presents the 4th Annual Hires Northern Nationals this Friday. A special feature Saturday qualifying show with final elimination set for Sunday at Milan Dragway, Milan, Michigan. Special VIP tickets are on sale now. Take the Plank Road exit off US 23 to Milan Dragway. The Hires Northern Nationals.
Get your tickets in Toledo at Lou's Auto World. The Food and Drug Administration reminds you non-prescription medicines can be harmful when not used correctly. Always read those labels. Motor City weather, clear tonight, low 60. Mostly sunny, a little warmer tomorrow, high 80. It's 78 degrees, 26 Celsius. I'm Bob Davis, 2020 News. And at 10:33, you're up to date with CKLW.
W, yo, bear. Hey, Ted Richards in the Motor City with Willie D. Smith in the hay. Sweetie pie.
Come on and take yourself away to a place that's fun, where there's lots of things to do for each and every one.
Cedar Point, you don't get one or two, but six raging roller coasters. There's the Wildcat and the Jumbo Jet, the Runaway Mine Ride and the Blue Streak. There's the Triple Looping Corkscrew, and new this year, the Gemini, the tallest, steepest, fastest coaster in the world. Six raging roller coasters. And they're all waiting for you this summer at Cedar Point.
Chartours announces the Cedar Point Express Monday and Wednesday early morning express service to Cedar Point. Chartours and park admission tickets are both available at most area Sears stores.
Hey, gotta play one for Big John. He likes Dan Hill on the 8 CKLW. Sometimes when we touch.
When we touch.
You ask me if I love you.
Hill on the 8, CKLW. Enjoy yourself this summer with the Pine Knob Concert Series. Call the CKLW Concert Line anytime. In Detroit, 358-5940. In Winter, 258-7547.
Whether you're planning to get away with friends or just plain getting away, treat your taste buds to the clean, fresh taste of Moody Blue. Wine cocktail, a sassy splash of blueberry flavor, superb when chilled. Moody Blue, a sparkling blueberry flavored wine from Andre.
Whether your skin is dark, fair, or somewhere in between, there's a copper tone to let you tan fast and help keep your skin looking beautiful.
Copper tones for you. Get a beautiful tan, beautiful skin with copper tone.
The band. Rick Danko. Garth Hudson. Robbie Robertson. Levon Helm. Richard Manuel. Now, from the album The Last Waltz, comes the single Out of the Blue.
Out of this world, out of this mind, out of this love for you. Out of this world, out of the blue.
Out of the Blue. Written and produced by Robbie Robertson, the first single from The Last Waltz, a three-record set on Warner Brothers Records and Tapes.
Available at the Music Stop. CKLW. All right. Baron Longfellow, Harlem. W. Ted Richards. Hey, my music line dropping right now at 298-6080 in Detroit and 966-4000 in Windsor.
Look out!
The Swarm is coming. Irwin Allen's ultimate suspense adventure, The Swarm, with an all-star cast. Michael Caine, Catherine Ross, Richard Widmark, Richard Chamberlain, Olivia de Havilland, Ben Johnson, Lee Grant, Jose Ferrer, Patty Duke Aston, Slim Pickens, Bradford Dillman, Fred McMurray, and Henry Fonda. The Swarm is coming. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
He bit me. That'll fix him.
That's now showing at specially selected theaters all over town. Check your daily newspaper for one near you.
For Dr. Pepper, here's England Dan and John Ford Coley.
I drink Dr. Pepper and I'm proud. I used to be alone in a crowd. But now you look around these days, there seems to be a Dr. Pepper craze.
A chance of a few sprinkles this evening. It's been a while since we had a few sprinkles, friend. And in gradual clearing later tonight, actually, we need about an inch and a half of rain to tell you the truth. It is dry, low 60 overnight, sunny, warmer tomorrow, back up to 80 degrees. Cleveland 74, Toledo 73, Detroit has 73, 24 Celsius. It's CKLW. CKLW, Ted Richards and Ann Murray, you needed me. 10:56 in the big town at Of course, CK presents Genesis, Charlie Daniels Band with Wet Willie, Seals and Crofts, and Kansas at Fine Out. Tickets available at the Fine Out box office in the Fisher Theater. Ticket vouchers at all 9 Harmony House stores. CKLW.